Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read, whether written by me or by one of my many friends in what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today, and we'll share interviews with patients and with experts. So get your pen and paper ready now so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in metropolitan Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs, or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true, natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on. Well, then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Vernon Howard says, "Truth never plays false roles of any kind, which is why people are so surprised when meeting it. Everyone must decide whether he wants the uncompromising truth or a counterfeit version of truth. Real wisdom consists of recommending the truth to yourself at every opportunity." And that's an interesting perspective, recommending the truth to yourself, because I feel that in many situations we are given opportunities to find what's real for us in our lives. We are given opportunities to do what's real. And we should use what I call the smell test and the sleep test. The smell test, if something just doesn't smell quite right with the situation, it probably isn't. And the sleep test is, if you're going to do something, are you going to be able to sleep comfortably having done it? So the smell test and the sleep test help you with what's true and what's right and give you an opportunity to kind of test the waters, as it were, before you actually jump in on something. So today, we're going to talk about something that's quite fascinating for lots of folks, because during the holiday season, a number of them have ended up in trouble with it. Robert from Houston wrote in to ask me to share my thoughts on congestive heart failure. So we'll turn our attention to that today. You know, congestive heart failure, it's not with your heart stopping, but it is a principal complication of heart disease. And it's the situation produced by an abnormality in pumping function of your heart, either short-term or long-term. The heart is unable to transport blood in a sufficient flow to meet metabolic needs. That means to do what your body needs done. And in that situation, you can get in dramatically greater trouble, because congestive heart failure occurs at some time in most patients with severe heart disease. Now, congestive failure produces a variety of clinical circumstances, what we call them, from failure of the left side of the heart, the main part, the ventricle or the big pumping chamber, to pump correctly, either due to a rhythm disturbance or actually even a heart attack. And then there are people who get chronic left ventricle or left pumping dysfunctions where they just get into an overload situation. Now, there's actually two components to heart failure. One of them is a timing component, and that is where the diminished emptying of the blood during the pumping cycle. You don't push out as much blood as you wanted to, as you used to. And the other is in the actual muscle itself, where it doesn't accept the blood as well from the receiving chamber, the atrium, the top chamber, so that the ventricle doesn't push as hard and move blood either to the lungs or to the rest of the body. Now, most commonly, this is an inpatient diagnosis for patients over 65. It varies in terms of when it comes, depending on the kind of heart disease that you have. Mostly, males get it over females. Guys, listen up, because between the ages of 40 and 75, you have much more chance for developing congestive heart failure. Women and men equally get it over the age of 75, so that protective advantage disappears as age goes on. You know, heart failure statistics in the United States are simply frightening. Most experts believe that this chronic left pumping or left ventricle dysfunction will continue to grow as the population ages. We've talked about the baby boomers coming of age, that means older age. And as more people survive heart attacks than there are around to suffer the complications of heart disease, and again, congestive heart failure is the most important complication. Now, it's clear that as these people are surviving these heart problems, the war on heart failure is going to be as important, if not much more so, than the war on cancer. At present, heart failure contributes in some way to 3 million hospitalizations and over 250,000 deaths. That's 250,000 deaths each year in the United States. And heart rhythm function problems and sudden death occur with increased frequency in people who have congestive heart failure. And half of all the people who are diagnosed with heart failure will die within the next 5 years of receiving the diagnosis. Now, heart failure, a deadly problem, most commonly develops as a consequence of having long-standing disease in the cardiovascular system, especially high blood pressure or coronary artery disease. That's heart artery disease, the thing of heart attacks. It was once believed that the syndrome of congestive failure merely involved the inability of the heart to pump the blood adequately to the rest of the body, but we now realize that the pathophysiology or the mechanics behind heart failure are much more complicated and there are many factors involved. Initially, there are compensatory mechanisms. Your body tries to adjust to the fact it's not pumping as well. And those ultimately contribute to you worsening quite dramatically because you finally fall over the edge of that cliff. And in its most severe form, pulmonary edema, the backward pressure is so high in the congested blood vessels, the capillaries in the lungs, that fluid actually leaks into the lung tissue and it compromises gas exchange. That means you can't get enough oxygen. That's a life-threatening situation for the patient. Now remember, the identifiable causes of heart failure are high blood pressure, heart artery disease, coronary artery disease, valvular heart disease, that's where something is wrong with the valve mechanisms on one side of the heart or the other, alcohol abuse, an identifiable cause for heart failure, also diabetes mellitus, that's the standard diabetes, and chemotherapy agents can contribute to heart failure problems, as can chronic anemia, low blood counts, and thyroid problems, either hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism, and then toxic exposures, and that would be to chemicals or to toxic metals and things like that. The approach to treating heart failure in an acute situation is always conventional medical care. That's an urgent medical situation because it's deadly. And, of course, everyone says if you've got a problem like this, you need to stop smoking and treat of the other diseases going on, manipulate your diet, get some exercise, reduce your weight, and so on. But the alternative or integrative approaches must be included if you really want to have a complete a program that has a chance of resolving the heart failure. And we're talking about stress reduction and spiritual needs and nutritional supplementation and things that make sense in the overall healing of things. So in addressing heart failure today, what we want to talk about is that this is a complicated issue. And we're going to introduce you to two patients who will share with you how we've done it for them. The time is about 10 past the hour. and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy, with the winds of change blowing. If you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling good, you know, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. That's no fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN, F-I-X-P-A-I-N, 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Today we're joined by two wonderful guests to help me better explain for Robert from Houston about how we treat congestive heart failure with an integrative medical approach. We're first joined by David Cox of Marlin, Texas, who showed up with a really quite serious medical problem. David, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, and how are you, Dr. Trowbridge?
Absolutely wonderful, and we're awfully glad to have you join us as a guest because, you know, when you showed up, you were really quite concerned with your medical problems a year ago.
Yes, sir, I sure was. My wife and I were both really concerned, and we didn't know where to turn.
And where had you turned? Kind of give us some background on your condition, if you would.
Okay. I was first diagnosed with congestive heart failure back in the latter part of October, the early part of November of 2002, and diagnosed by my local doctor. And he referred me to a cardiologist in Waco.
Right. He told you it's a serious concern, right?
Right. He told me it was very serious concern, and I needed to get it taken care of right away. So we went to the cardiologist in Waco, and they did a few tests and run some blood work and stuff, and told me that I was looking at pretty serious surgery down the road.
And when they talk about serious surgery, what were they meaning?
He was talking about bypass.
That means that your heart is getting coronary artery disease, heart artery disease, the stuff of which heart attacks are made.
Right.
They also talked to you about your aortic valve.
Yes, sir, he did.
Now, that's the major valve for the pumping chamber that leads out to the rest of the body.
Yes, uh-huh.
And it was closing off.
Right.
That's a complicated surgery when you try to do both the valve and the blood vessels for the heart. So that is major, major surgery. Now, what kind of medications did they want to put you on?
At the time, I can't remember offhand at the time, but my wife and I talked over the situation.
Uh-huh.
And we were told by, we had talked to my brother-in-law who had a friend of his that had had some heart problems, and he got a second opinion.
Right.
And so we got a second opinion, and this is when we got in touch with Life Celebrating Health in Humble.
Right. And we certainly had a second opinion to offer, didn't we?
Yes, sir, you did.
Now, you had been basically getting laid up as the months were going by with this congestive failure, slowing you down in your life.
Yes, sir. I wasn't able to do anything. I couldn't walk. I'm going to say I couldn't walk 50 yards without being all out of breath.
Have to stop and rest.
Right.
Now, did you ever get chest pains during that time?
No, sir. Not that I noticed.
Uh-huh.
I might have, but I really didn't notice.
Were you fearful that this was pointing toward an end for you rather than a longer life?
Well, I was. I really was. And like I said, we got in touch with your staff.
Uh-huh.
And they sent us the material.
A lot of material, huh?
A lot of material.
Yeah. Some people complain, but, you know, when people come see us, usually they're in kind of a desperate situation like yours.
Right.
And we kind of want you to know all the details so that you get what's called, you know, an informed consent.
Right.
You got the information, and then you can say yes or no. And the other thing is we want a lot of information about you. It takes several hours to fill out the paperwork.
Yes, sir, it did.
It did, didn't it? Yeah, everybody's shy to mention that. But you're asking us to help find the ways to turn on the healing that God put on the inside. We want to know what's going on with you and what's going on with you.
Right.
And we've got to get those details, of course, from you. That's how come you're a partner in the health care.
Mm-hmm.
So you came in. Were you skeptical in the beginning, or were you?
Well, I was skeptical at first because for about the first, I'm going to say the first 90 days, I couldn't really tell anything.
Right.
But as time started going on, I noticed I started feeling different on the inside. I couldn't explain it. I just knew I was feeling different. And as time has gone on, I started out taking, I was taking treatments three days a week, every week.
That's right.
And
we considered you a more urgent patient than a lot of others.
Right. And I can honestly now say that we got out in the yard this week, put up our Christmas lights and stuff, and I haven't felt like doing that in 4 years.
Wow, that's pretty nice change compared to last year.
Yes, sir. And I'm able to function more steadily. I'm not wanting to sit around or lay around like I was before.
Yeah, you know, when you don't feel good, it's hard to get excited about doing something.
Yes.
And especially if you know that you're going to end up tuckered and lose out the next few hours just trying to recover.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really excellent. I know that one of the things that we identified for you when you came in was a low oxygen level.
Yes, sir.
And that's one of the things that we just talked about is the heart gets less and less able to pump oxygen and other nutrients around the rest of the body. And we suggested that you start using some oxygen at home to help recover.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
We use it at night when we go at night, whenever we go to bed, and we haven't used it, I'm going to say, the last couple, I'd say probably the last week, but we're going to get back on it.
Yeah, get back on it. You know, everybody, when the emergency room staff gets hold of you or the ambulance does, the first thing they do is slap oxygen on you.
Oxygen, right.
And everybody's so concerned about, oh, no, I don't want to use oxygen because that means I'm going downhill fast. It's what we use to keep you from going downhill fast,
mm-hmm.
and it accelerates your recovery. And that's one of the tricks that in the last 10 years we've done quite a bit of research at Life Celebrating Health to figure out how to take care of people with congestive failure when the traditional ways are not as appealing.
Mm-hmm.
So your cardiologist had some interesting comments recently.
Yes. The last time I went to him, he had my folder out, and he looked at my folder, and I had some blood work done for him through your staff, and he was amazed at the way things were looking. And I had been seeing him every 3 months, and now I see him every 6 months.
Every 6 months, he thinks you're getting better.
Yes.
And, of course, you are on medications as well as the nutritional
right.
supplements
yes,
and the treatment
uh-huh.
program.
Yes.
Well, we certainly want to emphasize that it is a several approaches kind of combination that does it. It's integrating the whole different list of things from medications to oxygen to nutritional supplements, diet. You've done a wonderful job losing weight, and I want to come back and talk about some of those things with you real shortly.
Okay.
It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this public service announcement. like to talk, since it's the beginning of the year after a holiday season, about Al-Anon. Al-Anon is a recovery program for families and friends of alcoholics, whether or not the alcoholic is still drinking. And incidentally, when we talk about alcoholics, you know, people who have problems with drugs and people who have other addictions in their lives fall very closely into this pattern of alcoholism. So Al-Anon often has family members from people who've got all sorts of different but similar problems. Al-Ateen, a part of Al-Anon, is for teens and preteens who are affected by someone else's drinking. Alcoholics whose lives have been affected by another's drinking are welcome. You know, when Alcoholics Anonymous began in 1935, close relatives of alcoholics discovered the benefits of living by AA's 12 steps. And they found that practicing the AA program themselves improved their family relationships that often remained difficult even after the alcoholic became sober. And then Al-Anon, as a separate organization, began in 1951 when Bill W., a founder of AA, suggested to his wife Lois that family members have their own fellowship. And since that time, Al-Anon has helped millions all over the world through 33,000 Al-Anon family groups in 50 states and 112 countries, through the publication of literature in 30 languages and provision of information for the public and media in cooperation with the professional community. Al-Ateen began in 1957. If these issues are of concern for you and it's time to make a change, it's time to have a New Year's resolution that really startlingly affects your family, then for more information, call toll-free 1-888-4-Al-Anon, A-L-A-N-O-N. Today, you won't believe it, it is Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day. So I guess that calls for a small celebration. The first week of January is the Celebration of Life Week, and that ties right in with our area of life celebrating health, and that's what we certainly insist everyone do. January is Radio Month, and that's the beauty of having this show, to reach out and touch you with information that will help improve your health. January's flower is the carnation. The birthstone is garnet, so we know what to give those ladies who need a special cheering up. If you're born between December 22nd and January 19th, you're a Capricorn, for whatever that's worth. And now back to David. We were talking about a multiple factor treatment program, medications, nutritional supplements, and such. And you're on a laundry list of both, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Kind of hard to keep up with all these during the day, isn't it?
Right.
You know, I'd like to share with you that even though it seems like you're on several medications, what you are doing is using them to help improve your health and not just hold the line, not just keep you even. And those nutritional supplements then come in and help do the rebuilding on the inside, which you're feeling, isn't that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
And if you were to tell someone that, you know, in the last year this kind of thing has happened to me, as a matter of fact, I'm sure you have. You've talked with friends and family about feeling better.
Right.
What do they want to hear about? What are their questions?
Question that I get asked the most is that, is why did I wait so long to go down there?
Well, that's a good point. It's a bit of a drive for you.
Yes.
And I think the most important thing about in terms of why you wait so long is, you know, everybody waits so long. Everybody procrastinates. You know why? Feeling good. I really don't basically have any problems. I'm going to take care of that next month, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the months go by and the years go by and they add up. And, of course, your body is going a little bit downhill a notch at a time. And so you really actually came in quite early compared to other patients who have waited even longer, have been in congestive failure for years off and on.
Yes, I've noticed. I've talked to several patients down there, and I've heard some remarkable stories, and I'm a remarkable story myself.
Oh, you certainly are. May we talk about your weight loss?
Yes. I think I started out at, I'm going to say, somewhere around 300 pounds when I first went in.
That's correct.
And I am down now to I'm going to say around 245.
That's right. Now. That's what our numbers show. How do you think that happens? That's you know, everybody will say, well, that's willpower.
Well, it's not willpower. We watch what we eat.
Right.
And my wife, she pretty well, we pretty well kind of watch our, what we control what we eat. And
exactly. It's a lifestyle change.
Right.
I wanted to bring that up because, you know, in past years, doctors have offered you the drugs for losing weight and such.
Right. Whatever.
Exactly. And each of those can have some pretty nasty side effects on your heart. And in your case, you have done exceptionally well avoiding those and still losing, what, 60-some pounds
mm-hmm.
in the last year.
Yes.
And that's really remarkable. I'd like to tell people what we did to get you better.
Okay.
People have heard of it as called chelation therapy. We now are titling it clinical metal toxicology or toxic metal removal, because we've gone far beyond just the idea of, you know, cookie-cutter chelation, where people come in and get a treatment in the vein with a medication that takes out toxic metals. We now have a combined program that very elegantly uses nutrition and chelation medications at home as well as in the office. And you've managed that just wonderfully well.
We try to stay with it.
Exactly. And you know, the ability to have it at home means that as you've gone through this, you've had fewer and fewer treatments each week because you're improving.
Right.
And we're shifting more of your care for home, which is wonderful.
Right.
One of the things that you had when we first talked with you was a high ferritin level. You remember talking about that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Ferritin is a very confusing thing because people don't understand exactly what it means, but it's an abnormal way of transporting iron. Normally, people will move iron around inside the body on something called transferrin, which is a natural part of living.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start seeing high ferritin levels, we've shifted over toward a chemistry change on the inside that is more abnormal, more pathologic, and it's a signal of disease problems. And when you came in with a high ferritin level, what concerned me is that those folks have a much higher risk of heart attack the higher the ferritin goes. And that information was discovered in eastern Finland in the early 1990s with a very large series of patients. So we needed to get that ferritin level down, and it's coming down nicely.
Yes, and I noticed on one of the reports that I received from you
uh-huh.
that you made the comment on it that it makes sense to donate blood.
Right.
Okay. This past Monday, I have started donating my blood.
Excellent, excellent. You know, you can have that saved for yourself as well in case you ever need it.
Yes, that's what they
told me. Right. And what we're doing now is starting to change some of the dynamics in the bone marrow and other organs inside your body in order to get you doing better and better. And, you know, the toxic metals, the lead and mercury and cadmium, things that we've discovered for you, are
uh-huh.
coming down, and that's just wonderful because we're removing the things that block you from getting better by doing our chelation or toxic metal removal program.
Right.
If you were to tell someone, you know, that here's an opportunity that they need to know about, what would you want them to really remember when they walk away from a conversation with you about how to get better?
All I could do is just tell them how I was, what I felt like, and tell them where I went to get the help.
And what you did.
And what I did, what program I went through and everything, and hope that they would take the advice also.
You know, the important thing is that where you started and where you are now are so different, night and day different. People need to look at the truth of what's standing in front of them, don't they?
Yes, sir.
They need to have some faith that you're telling a real story. It's your story. And, of course, when people come in, they want to know, what are my chances of getting better? And I say, it doesn't matter. It only matters whether it works for you, whether what we do is effective for you.
Right.
Well, David, thanks so much for sharing your story with us this morning. We really have enjoyed it, and we wish you a lifetime of Happy New Year's.
And same to you, and thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's now about 30 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME. the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So let's have a joke for today. This one came from Reader's Digest. My husband was bending over to tie my 3-year-old's shoes. That's when I noticed my son Ben staring at my husband's head. He gently touched the slightly thinning spot of hair and said in a concerned voice, "Daddy, you have a hole in your head. Does it hurt?" After a pause, I heard my husband's murmured reply, "Not physically." Oh, goodness, the changes as we grow older. This month, coming up soon, the Houston Marathon, the Super Bowl, and the Olympics. Well, that's a little bit off, but I understand that traffic jams for each are expected to start this coming Wednesday, so make sure you've got that in your plans. I'd like to remind you how much this show depends on you to share your questions and ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about? What diseases, tests, and treatments? What nutritional supplements? Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, as we're discussing today, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, and frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, osteoporosis, and so on. What disease problems would you like to know more about? What books do you want reviewed? What authors do you want interviewed? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. What questions do you want answered? In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they are seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. Many of the conditions we see and treat are what we call domino diseases. Like a row of dominoes lined upright, after the first domino falls, the others crash down in sequence, creating more and more problems. Correcting what is causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and worry you. You've heard the saying that there's no free lunch, but we've pioneered a way to make feeling better much more affordable for you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health in Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Now, talking about congestive heart failure, it's important to know that we don't just get one person better with this. We get lots of people better with it because we're dealing with fundamental things about the way bodies work. And so our next patient has been one who has done startlingly well. This is Leslie Dake in Pasadena, Texas. Leslie, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. And I'm awfully glad to have you here because there was a time when we were both worried about you.
Yeah, we were.
We were, and with good reason, huh?
Yes, sir.
You know, you have done exceptionally well over the last almost 4 years now. Tell us kind of where you were about 4 years ago when you first came in with all these complaints.
Well, I was just barely making it. First thing he did was run a test on me and found out what it was holding me back, and I was just completely full of heavy metals.
You sure were, weren't you?
Yes, sir, I was.
Lots of different ones, and lots of mercury, lots of lead, arsenic, I mean, the whole list.
Yes, sir.
I wrote on your report, these help explain why you've had heart and blood vessel diseases.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
That's right. What kind of treatments had you been going through at that point?
Well, I just went to cardiologist, and he was just medications is all. And he told me to sit down and don't do nothing.
Well, that's a different way to go through life as an observer. And that just wasn't high on your list, was it?
No, it wasn't. It sure would.
You had told me that you were trying to walk all the time in order to get your exercise.
Yeah, I did it without him knowing it.
Right. Now, you know, one of the things, and I'm going to spank you slightly here, okay? As we've talked quite a bit about oxygen to help you get better, sometimes when people say, well, you know, I'm going to do this because I just really need to and I want to and whatever, and this will help improve me, but people who have oxygen handling problems can definitely get in trouble when they start doing too much exercise, too much activity, until that actually gets corrected. So I know you were doing this, and we were concerned about it when you first started, but we also found ways for you to keep doing it, didn't we?
Yes, sir, we sure did.
Yeah, you were quite low on your oxygen levels.
Yeah, that's one of the first things you did was put me on oxygen.
Yeah, that's the first thing they do in the emergency room or the ambulance, and we didn't want to wait.
Yeah.
Now, your heart doctor had talked with you about what your future was going to hold. What did he tell you?
He just told me that I wasn't going to get any better, that it'd be just like that till I died, you know.
And when did he say that was going to happen?
Well, he didn't know. But he said statistically it was 5 years.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right. And that didn't seem very appealing, did it?
No, it didn't.
No. You know, you think you live all your life to get to this point, you've only got 5 years left, and it looks like sitting down in a chair watching it go by?
Yeah, I had read several articles on chelation before I ever decided to take it. And I decided that's what I need to do.
What was it that attracted you about it? What part of the treatment made most sense to you?
Well, getting all those metals out of my blood was the main thing.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times people get confused when they talk about treatment programs and they come in for a particular result, where the science might actually be going in a different direction and saying, you know, that result happens, but it's not what we're really doing. It's not really how it happens. What we're doing is literally taking out the toxic metals, and the fact that your heart and blood vessels gets better, it's kind of an afterthought. It's kind of the way things work in your body.
Yes,
but the real thing is getting those toxic metals out. When did you start feeling better?
Oh, I'm going to say 6 weeks after I started the treatments.
And you did a pretty good job. You were coming in twice a week then.
Yes, sir.
And we were concerned that you were a little bit heavy and that you were carrying a lot of water weight around, that fluid, the congestive part of the failure where you were carrying it down in your legs.
Yes, sir.
And we got you on the oxygen and on the chelation treatments, on the nutrition, on the medications. We like to have people remember it all fits together. It's
yes,
not
sir.
A separate program. In the first 6 weeks, you started noticing changes.
Yes, sir.
And what's happened since?
Well, I've just continued improving.
Isn't it wonderful? And now you're looking toward a much brighter future.
Oh, yeah.
No question about that. We want to ask you more questions about that, Les, if you'll just wait a minute. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better, and staying healthier. Today's verse is from Our Way of Doing Proverbs, which means really there's no specific verse. We want to share with you something that we've been doing for not quite 20 years at Life Celebrating Health. In the words of Christ from Luke 21, that verses 34 and 35, it says, "Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth." Now, what that's saying is that we have to deal with the dissipation and drunkenness and anxieties of our lives in positive ways. And so right now, there are so many drugs available and so many treatment centers for anxieties and depression and stress. But we would prefer to have you use the Proverbs to center your life today. You see how lonely we feel when we fall into these traps and how dark our days appear like night. How deep we seem to fall, slipping farther away from an even keel. And in the midst of these troubles, is it simply that our valium level is too low, Should we be taking antidepressants? Is Prozac really the answer? Can medication provide the real answer? Well, medications, counseling, and reduction of urgent responsibilities can be helpful, but nothing like this is really the answer. And over the last several years, we've found the most successful approach is to turn to the Proverbs. And we have a special way that we've written up in terms of encouraging people as to how to read the Proverbs, and we ask you to do it just for 30 days. It's a way of reading the Proverbs through the day and then through the week and through the month. And at the end of that time, it's cost you nothing. You have invested some of your time and your effort. And if you have found a peace and a spiritual centering that comes about, your life can be dramatically better. Just keep doing it as you need to. If you'd like to know more about our method, please just call us. We'll be glad to fax it or mail it to you. Dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN, F-I-X-P-A-I-N, and just ask for how the Proverbs can help you with your anxieties, your stresses, your depressions today. And now we come back with Leslie. We were talking with you about what to expect as your life goes on. How do you see it now that we've got your cholesterol and triglycerides looking great, your sugar levels are getting close to great, your weight's been coming down, you're more and more active? What's life look like?
Well, it looks good to me now.
It was a little concerning before.
Yeah,
and
it sure was. But, really, I know the Lord's going to take me when he wants me anyhow. So.
Exactly. There is no way to defeat that angel.
Right.
So you didn't feel ready to go earlier.
No, I just I'm a determined person.
Exactly.
I wasn't going to give up.
Well, you know, the people reach a point in their lives where they do give up, where they just say, "Well, I guess nothing can really be done for me." Those are the hardest people to talk with.
Yes, sir.
They've got themselves set that they're going to have no improvement, regardless. How come you weren't like that? What was it that made you different?
Well, the first thing, I believe in the Lord, and I know that you're a good Christian man, and that's just the way I wanted to go.
That's what you wanted to try.
Yes, sir.
You know, people make decisions about coming in for an alternative approach, or as we call it, integrative or preventive medicine approach, for lots of different reasons. And when they do, The most important thing is to find what's the reason for you, what turns you on, and really live that out in your life. When you say you're a determined person, you really are, because we asked you to do a lot of specific things to rescue you out of some very, you know, nasty corners you'd painted yourself into. I'd like to ask you about cardiomyopathy. Your heart doctor had said your heart muscle is just getting too sick to keep pumping.
Yes, sir.
And
but my echocardiogram showed everything better and better all the time.
Yeah, that's a way of measuring it without having to use injections of dye.
Yeah.
It's using the sound waves or ultrasound test to measure the beating of the heart and the motion of the muscle and the valves. And it's really quite exciting when you can actually hear someone say, "Hey, you're getting better."
Yeah.
Did he believe it?
No, sir.
You know, that's why we like to send you to the doctor who's taking care of you.
Good medicine did that.
Good medicine, that's right. And actually, good medicine does take part of the credit for it.
I know that.
Yeah, it's a combination. But the deal is that we like to send you back to the doctors who've been taking care of you, because they're the ones who will have the best skepticism about whether the tests are showing improvement or not.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I don't see him now, but once every 6 months.
Isn't that excellent? Isn't that awesome? That's the way it's supposed to be. That's great. And, of course, you see us less and less for your treatments because we're doing more and more of it at home.
Yes, sir.
That makes it more convenient, a lot more comfortable, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. I never did mind coming over there to the thing, but it is more convenient, you know.
Yeah, you liked coming over to talk to the nurses. I know about you.
Well, I love all of them.
Actually, you know, we have a wonderful time because our patients come in laughing and joking when they start to feel better.
Oh, you have a good staff over there.
We have a great staff, and we have awesome patients, don't we?
Yes, sir, you do.
Excellent. We want to talk with you just a little bit more right now. It's about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement. You know, we all pay the price for unbuckled drivers and passengers and higher taxes and higher health care and insurance costs. So please, buckle up, Texas. There's just too much to lose. Click it or ticket. It's your choice. You pick it. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge and Buckle Up, Texas. You know, today's celebrity birthdays, folks that we've known and loved our lives. Victor Borgia, 1909, born today. Mel Gibson in 1956, what an awesome movie star. Ray Milland, what a great gentleman, 1907. And Victoria Principal in 1958. And we come back to you, Leslie. I want to ask you, when you talk about feeling better like this and your heart doctor says you're feeling better, what do your friends and family say?
Well, they say that it's just unreal. I made a great choice.
It is almost unreal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You have steadily improved. You're going on with your life and doing what you want to do.
Just about, yes, sir.
Are there any things that strike you as particular questions that people have asked that you think really need to be answered that we want to address on this program?
Well, most of them ask, well, how long does these treatments take, and and what's the cost of it, and just all different kind of things. And
sure.
I have to tell them all of my friends that I've met over there and share with them their experience and everything.
You know, that is true. You do get a chance to meet lots of people while you're doing your treatments at different days and find out really what's happened to them as well and see their successes and share in those.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I think it's kind of funny when people want to know, well, you know, how long does it take and how much does it cost and stuff. Those are what I call the details. The real question is this really going to work? Does this have a real good chance of working for me?
Yeah.
The rest is just details. Because when you're faced with something as serious as watching your life go by while you're sitting in a chair, that just doesn't cut it, does it?
No, money's not anything, yeah.
And that's right. And the information we gave you helped explain all that, right?
Yes, sir.
So we made it work for you.
Very well.
That's absolutely excellent. Is there any parting comment you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I'd just like to tell them that I'd like for every person that can, if they have any anything like this, to go talk with you or your staff and get you on the right track.
Oh, yeah, just get the information going, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, that really is the key. All of this is the key in terms of getting better. You need to have the information. You need to know what really is available and what's out there. As we say on our website, it's www.healthchoicesnow.com, because if you don't know that you have choices now, then you don't have any, do you?
That's right.
That's the scary part about it, isn't it? Well?
And I'd like to tell everybody that that you're a great man and you'll do what you say you'll do.
Hey, I appreciate that. That's excellent. You're not paid to say that one, are you?
No, sir.
I do appreciate. Thank you for joining us this morning, Les. You have been a wonderful patient and a great interview topicer. So thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, and you've been a very good doctor.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.
You know, you can find out more information about the chelation therapy program through our book on tape, a 3-hour program, an audio book that we published in 1998 called Living Well Past 50. And you can decide what that means in terms of how well you want to live or how far you want to live. So let's take the take-home message on this. What really are we saying? We're saying that heart failure can be helped. We're saying that it's a deadly disease. We're saying that people come to us more out of desperation than anything else because they've heard what their options are and they don't like them. They've heard that their options are to slowly watch their life literally fade away. This is a deadly disease, but you can choose life and you can celebrate health. And our message really is one that of hope, that help is really available, and it's available now. So we wanted to share these patient stories with you because these folks are now going to go on and live their years much more excitedly than ever before. Several folks in our listening audience have called or emailed or written to ask me to explain why it is that people still get sick but don't easily get well with all the miracles of modern medicine. So today's program of Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge has not been brought to you by the number 7 and not by the letter M, but instead by our promise that longer life and better health are within your reach right now. You know, despite all our boasting of medical advances in the last 50 years, lifespan is still limited by degenerative diseases, heart attacks, strokes, cancers, lung and liver disorders, these serious degenerative diseases that resist treatment. Most of the medical costs spent in a person's lifetime are devoted to heroic efforts in the very last few months of life. And these unsuccessful and expensive consultations, medications, operations, and other interventions often seem to prolong suffering and the process of death rather than to prolong life and restore health. You know, in an era where chemistry and physics and biology have explained so many mysteries of the world, we've come to expect our physicians to solve our problems, no matter how desperate. President Richard Nixon's lost war on cancer showed that a technological and hopeful society can literally pour billions of dollars into medical research without affecting suffering or survival to any real degree. Modern medical care has blindly looked to the universities to offer research and results that can be practiced by community physicians everywhere. When research scientists and physicians have focused on the wrong questions, then quite frankly, their answers have been wrong. When patients have blindly followed treatment programs based on drugs and surgery, chemotherapy and radiation, they've made one deadly mistake. They trusted doctors who are simply fighting disease rather than restoring health. You know, it's an interesting question. Why is it that doctors don't understand health? You know, medical training focuses on the presenting complaint, that's the patient problem that they come in, and the history of the present illness. Give me the details. Thus, usual physicians become experts at reactive or responsive testing and treatment, trying to slow or stop the problem that the patient has brought in from worsening. For most patients, this finally means staying on medications, drugs, for their remaining years of life and repeatedly undergoing operations, drugs and surgery. Now, in stark contrast, good health appears to occur almost effortlessly for many children who grow and play and develop normally without medications or operations. When these children become adults, their usual doctors make the false assumption that eventual recovery from illness or injury will also occur almost effortlessly. And instead of being proactive or preventive in their approach, usual doctors fail their prime responsibility to their patients. For example, the usual medical advice given after surgery is reported to be, do what you're able, eat pretty much like you have been before, you don't need any vitamin pills, and you'll do just fine. Nothing could be further from the truth. But the answers for my problem must be somewhere. You probably thought that yourself. Patients delude themselves into believing that somewhere, someone has figured out what to do to rescue them from an increasingly desperate situation. With thousands of medical journals published each year, surely someone understands what has gone wrong and just exactly how it should be fixed. You know, the 20,000-plus medications available today can be grouped loosely into about 20 major categories. When patients finally sense that life is slipping beyond their grasp, they fail to understand that their real problems don't fall within any of these 20 categories. Specialists treat organs, but your health depends only on your cells. That's what you're made of. 10,000 trillion cells, 60,000 miles of blood vessels. Medications and operations are aimed at organs gone wrong. And indeed, modern diagnoses are based on problems at the organ level. We talk about heart failure and liver failure, kidney failure, and so on. But the functions of your body depend entirely and exclusively on the functions carried out in every single one of those 10,000 trillion cells that make up your organs and tissues. As cells begin to malfunction, slowly and steadily, you are developing diseases. Often many years will pass before your organs are affected, enough for you to notice a real problem, a symptom, and finally come in for medical evaluation. Thus, usual medical care always has, as its starting point, a symptom or complaint that needs to be treated. And, of course, that treatment means drugs and surgery. As symptoms slip into crises that threaten your comfort and survival, these deteriorating organ problems, these things that need to be treated, get worse and worse and are treated by more drugs and more surgery. Finally, modern specialists have nothing left to offer but potent drugs to control your suffering while you steadily worsen and you finally die. At no point does your physician consult or call in a specialist on how your cells actually work to maintain or restore health. At no point does your physician measure body functions that directly affect how efficiently your cells can repair themselves. At no point does your physician provide treatments that have been scientifically shown to reverse degenerations of cell function and to restore more normal balances. At no point does your physician take responsibility for failing to understand and assist the body to repair itself, cell by cell, organ by organ, to restore better function and overall health. Now, along the course of your life, several opportunities arise for you to live longer, become healthier, feel more energetic, and create more fulfilling experiences. But almost without exception, we miss these opportunities, and we let our future health slip away. Unfortunately, our doctors, our usual doctors, fail to meet our needs and unthinkingly lead us along the path to more suffering and to an earlier death. Until your very last days, you still can improve your health. But why wait? Next week, we'll review the 7 missed opportunities for better health that are encountered by every single one of us. Stay tuned. This you will want to hear. Julia from Pearland called on whether surgery is the only treatment for back and joint problems if drugs and physical therapy haven't helped. So next time, we're going to talk about what you can really do with a pain in the back or a hobbled knee. Effective alternatives in place of more drugs and more surgery. This show is dedicated to all of us. God has showered us with such great blessings, especially to be alive in the greatest era of all time, to live in one of the finest cities in the richest nation in history, and all too often we take these blessings for granted. We frustratedly strive for what we don't have but want. Pause as this new year starts to give a prayer each morning for all your blessings and for the grace to see how you can make others' lives better and healthier. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher. Production assistants Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you to regain and maintain better health. Audio tape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. And I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? What questions answered? What would you like for me to do and who would you like for me to interview? Share your ideas by email, info@healthchoicesnow.com or by fax, 281-540-4329. By mail, call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address, or feel free to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads that are available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special, and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems and who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.